Hi, everyone, and welcome back to season 2, episode 6 of All Talk No Balk. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And since tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, tomorrow is the inauguration of one Mr. President-elect Joe Biden, we thought we'd, and last episode was also so dark in a way, or a little bit more negative. We wanted to make this episode really fun and upbeat, and so we're going to do something a little different here. First of all, I want to welcome back, it's been a while, our friend of the pod and co-worker, Mr. Luna himself. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Heather. I'm good. Good to be back. Happy to be hosting this.
yes, so we're happy to have him, and he's here because he is going to play host to our little game show of sorts, because the whole episode is just going to be baseball trivia. And Charles and Reese and I will speak for the two of them. We are all nervous, thinking that we won't know anything. So keep your expectations mighty low, fans. Very low. Charles is pointing down, like, yeah. So, because we don't know how this is going to go, but I'm excited to just get started. So, Andrew, what are sort of the rules and how does this work?
All right, yeah. So we're doing ATB baseball trivia for the first time. And I have a list of 15 or 20 questions. They're kind of out of the... They range from, like, different categories, and, like, some are more out of the box than others. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the question, and then we're going to have Heather, Charles, and or Reese buzz in with their own unique sound, and whoever buzzes in first will have the chance to ask the question. They get it right, they get a point. If not, then the next person gets to try and steal that point and whatnot. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm scared. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. Go. Shall we begin?
Yeah, let's go. All right,
so the first few I set up the first few so that they're semi-easier, just to, like,
okay,
get everybody's mind warmed up and all that. So the first question, here we go. What is the distance from the pitching mound to home plate? All right, Heather, you're first.
Okay. 60 feet?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You are slightly off.
Ah! Okay.
Anybody else want to get the exact one?
Ooh, I'm slightly off.
Yeah, I'll try. All
right, what do you got, Reese?
57 feet.
Incorrect also.
Ooh.
Oh my god, we got John Cena. What are we doing, Charles?
I'm gonna go with 63 feet. Final answer.
Final answer. Incorrect. Oh. Heather was the closest one. It is 60 feet, 6 inches.
Oh my god!
Wow.
That's so... Oh,
so,
I got it.
So
that's how this game is gonna go.
That's
on
Alex
one.
Trebek of you. I love it. That's incorrect yeah. answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I get a point.
Yes,
I get a point.
No.
I get a point. Because I was the closest.
I'll make that so that if you're the closest in, like, questions like these, you'll get the point. Just so some, like, people don't have no points.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, one point,
don't
Heather.
Don't worry, Andrew. Well, some of us are going to have
We're going to make sure you get points, Reese, okay? All right, so that was question one. You're going to see how the rest of this game plays out. Here's question two. What tools make up a 5-tool player? Okay, Heather.
Okay. Okay. Hitting for average, hitting for power, base running, defense, and... Oh, no. Okay, I was... Okay, fifth tool! Arm strength?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yes!
Wow, good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, so arm speed, hitting for average, hitting for power, and the defensive glove. So, yeah. Heather's in the lead with two points now.
I'm a very competitive person, everybody in the world that's right. listening to this, so this, we'll see.
We're going
to
be tarnishing some okay. relationships here.
I would probably.
All right. Question number 3. After the ball leaves the bat, what is the path it takes in a 6-4-3 double play? Heather?
Okay. I think it's getting crazier as we keep going. The path that it takes in a 6-4-3 double play. Okay, here we go. So, shortstop to second baseman to first baseman.
That is correct. 6-4-3.
Wow.
That's going to sound terrible on the audio, just me going like a bun. Okay.
It'd be a lovely okay. job.
These are easier than I thought. I thought you'd make them really like quirky.
I told you this is how it starts. You haven't heard the rest
oh,
of it.
Oh God. Okay, here we go. Brace all myself. Right. Here we go.
Well, again, we'll see how this goes. Question number 4. Okay. How many stitches does a baseball have?
Oh. I guess. I think it's 108.
That is correct. 108.
Oh my
stitches.
God.
Wow.
Yep. What?
Pitcher, yep. baby. I'm counting all those scenes all the
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly. It was one of my favorite questions. I was like, I know that. All right.
I did too, Andrew. Let's go. Thank you, sir.
All right.
How'd you know? So that's crazy.
Charles okay. is on the board. And these next 3 questions, I did cater to each of your teams. So
oh, no.
Now I'm oh, like, no. kind of like, I'm throwing these out there to
let's
see
go,
how you guys do to get these kind of like lob questions. So,
okay.
next question. Name one of Dodger Stadium's aliases.
Petco Park North.
Incorrect.
You wish. You wish.
You have negative points now, Reese.
Do you mean, can you describe alias? Like what?
What other names does Dodger Stadium go by? What other things do people call Dodger Stadium?
Oh, okay. Eh.
Alright.
Okay. They call it
come on, Dodger Girl.
You're right. article coming out Monday, stay tuned. Okay, they call it something with Vin Scully in the title.
Is that your final answer?
It's a weak final answer, but yeah.
Incorrect.
Okay.
You've disgraced your fandom.
I really don't know. The stadium itself, I really don't know.
Los Angeles Stadium? I literally, like, don't.
Yeah, I can't think.
I have no idea.
Do-do-do! Is it like, isn't it the, like, the Chavez...
Oh, Chavez Ravine! Chavez Ravine, final answer!
I'm giving that point to Charles. He was on the right track.
Damn it!
But yes.
I get half a point.
Yeah, you didn't buzz
Chavez
in, Heather.
Ravine.
Oh, you're right. I didn't buzz in.
Thank you, Chavez Heather.
Oh, I didn't
Ravine.
Think about, like,
definitely part. One of them. And then the other one I had in mind
I didn't
mind
think about
was,
where it is.
Blue Heaven on Earth.
Oh, that's hard. Oh, yeah, that's one.
Blue Heaven
yeah,
on Earth. I remembered Chavez Ravine. I almost said river, but...
Chavez River? It's not right. on a river.
So, Dodger question did not go well with the Dodger fan, so we'll see how the others...
It didn't. I'll recover myself, Dodger fans. I'll recover.
Okay. All right.
She got beat right. by an Angel fan.
All right,
let that
let's
be
see
known.
If the Angel okay. fan can answer his question. Here we go.
Let's see.
Who recorded the last out to seal the Angels' 2002 World Series?
David Ernstad. You don't even got to finish that question.
Come on, Andrew. That was an easier question.
Ernstad
sent the only
got
World
it.
Series.
Ernstad makes the catch. The series is over.
That is correct.
Okay. Next.
Ernstad makes the catch. That was an. I think that was like equal level here. You
oh,
should
come
have answered
on.
The question, Heather.
I blanked. You're
you
right.
You should have gotten
Chavez Ravine.
If I know Chavez Ravine,
right.
come on.
So, next question.
Blue Heaven on Earth.
Your Padres question, yeah. Reese. I went towards a player that you have covered before, so.
Don't give her hints! Right.
Who is the Padres' most notable closer? Bonus point if you can name the song that played when he entered the game.
Yeah, okay. No, it's my question.
No,
it's
that's not fair. I buzzed in!
It's a Padres question. It's mine.
Fine.
Stay in your lane. Thank you. Fine. And I get a bonus point.
No, with who'd she say?
Trevor Hoffman.
Who'd she say?
And the bonus
Trevor
question.
Trevor Hoffman and Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells?
Yeah,
who's that?
If you let me finish the question, you would have heard the second part.
That's his song.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was the bonus point.
Oh, his walk-up
song? That played when he entered the game.
Oh,
all
right, okay.
So Reese is on the board with 2 points.
What?
I would have said Kirby Yates. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. True. So next question. Next. We're out of the team questions. We're going back to general.
Oh,
overall.
That's it.
Yeah, I just...
I was hoping for some more, Andrew.
He was just throwing
come
us
on
a bone, just in case you're like me and you don't know anything about baseball.
Oh, come on. Give yourself credit.
Team.
You're doing well. Okay, I still have 3 points. Is anybody keeping score here?
Yeah, no, I have the score here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So Reese and Heather are... Charles and Heather are tied, and Reese is 1 point behind them.
I'm sorry, how does Charles have 3 points?
Yeah, watch out, guys. I'm coming in fast.
Life comes at you fast.
David Erdstad, 108 stitches.
There you go.
Oh,
he's got
him. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Next question.
Fair enough.
How many MLB stadiums are not named after a corporate sponsor?
After a corporate, you said?
That's a good question.
After corporate. Okay. How many are not named after a corporate?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll name the ones that are named after a corporate, and then I'll subtract.
No, just give a number.
No, that's what I'm gonna. How would you know? Six of them are named after team names.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for how many are named just after the team.
Oh, six.
Is that your final answer?
Six. Do you want me to name them for bonus points?
Name them. Try.
Okay, Marlins, Nationals, Orioles, Angels, Yankees, and Dodgers.
All right, yeah, I'll take them. I had 5, but...
What do you mean you'll take them? That was perfect!
I had 5 because Orioles is also like Camden Yards.
It's Camden Yards at Oriole Park!
Yeah, okay. So I'll take them. So it was between 5 or 6. I had that marked.
Give her 2 on that.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
I had it marked to where if you didn't say Orioles, I was still going to take it. But okay, Heather gets the point.
Okay. Whew, I'm sweating. Okay, here we go.
All right, next question.
Things are getting intense.
Okay.
Of the 30 MLB stadiums, we're on a stadium kick here. How many of them can hold indoor games? Heather?
Okay. My answer is 9.
Heather, final answer? 9?
Yep. That's
incorrect. Charles? Reese?
Ugh.
What do you got, Reese?
I think I'm close.
I'm going to say 11. Finally.
Oh, you say more?
Yeah.
Incorrect also. Charles?
Incorrect. Charles.
How many stadiums can hold indoor? I think it's less than people think. I'm going to go with 5.
5. Mm. It is 8.
So does 8? Charles get the point because... He's closest and it's under.
Well, Heather went above.
What rules are we doing?
Yeah. We can do Price is
doing
Right Rules.
Doing Price is Right Rules?
We can do Price is Right Rules. Yeah.
No point?
Or no point, whichever one. But yeah, the 8 stadiums are Miller Park, Chase Park, Globe Life Park, Marlins, Minute Maid, Rogers Center, T-Mobile, and the Trop.
Right. I was going to say the Florida ones, the Texas ones. Yeah.
Tropicana is the only one with a fixed roof. Everything else is a retractable roof.
Tropicana has a fixed roof. I
didn't know that either. Why? That's sort of. It doesn't rain all the time in Florida.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
It's Florida. Can we really ever ask why they do the things they do?
So are we going Price is Right or no?
We can go Price is Right rules. All right. So Charles
point
is 4 points, also tied with Heather.
No, I got 2 points.
She
for
did.
My...
She's at 5.
I got 2 points.
Oh, for the Orioles
I'm
one.
I'm at
5. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You have a bias.
Next question.
Slowly roll. Okay.
What was the last World Series to end in walk-off fashion? Heather?
The last World Series to end in walk-off fashion was... okay. I'm going to say it was the... Oh, gosh. I'm going to say one that's really recent, but I bet it's, like, way a long time ago, and I'm just getting the dates confused or something. There was definitely... I'm going to say the Toronto one.
The Toronto one? In the 90s?
Okay, this isn't okay. She's like buzzing in and like giving a long speech.
I'm going to take the Toronto one in the 90s.
In the 90s.
As your final answer. Incorrect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Charles? Reese? No? Any guesses?
I'll go 2013 World Series, maybe, when the Cardinals played the Rangers.
2013?
No, that was the Red Sox.
2013 was Cardinals Red Sox. Finished at home. No.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Reese, wild guess?
I mean, if it finished at home, it would be a walk-off. Okay, but yeah. Okay.
I don't
know. Okay. All right.
She forfeits. She forfeits.
The correct answer was...
You guys, this is my nightmare game.
The correct answer was 2001, D-backs versus Yankees.
Walk-off
off Mariano Rivera.
We should have had a guest star. Kathy Duncan knew the answer.
Oh, man. That's a hard one. I wouldn't have guessed. Should have given
you lifelines.
It was right after 9/11. It was D-backs. Yeah. Everyone wanted the Yankees. That's right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Although they would have four-peated then. That would have been their fourth in a row. Anyway, keep going.
Did they win in 2000?
They did. 1998, 1999, and 2000.
Oh, yeah.
And then
okay.
They were in 2001. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Do I get a point?
No.
Okay.
You named a walk-off, not the last one. All right.
Oh, that was a walk-off,
No, yeah, Toronto did walk off, but it wasn't the most recent one.
Okay, that's hard. I should get a half a point for that. For naming what is a with walk-off. This?
I gave you all of this. Don't get greedy.
Talk about bias here. You're buzzing in and taking an hour to answer.
Fine. Keep going.
Next question. Okay. Which MLB player was given the moniker The Freak?
I know the basketball player, but not the baseball player. Okay.
Wasn't it, it was Brian Wilson?
Right team, wrong player.
Oh.
Can I go again?
What? No! You already went. You lose your turn.
All right, let's
get it. If they get it wrong, then.
What team does Brian Wilson play for?
I don't know, Heather.
Okay. He played for multiple teams. Okay, Reese, you want to give it a go?
No, I said the wrong guy. I said the closer.
The Freak. Okay, I'm gonna take a stab because I have no idea who Brian Wilson is or who he played for. So I'm gonna take a stab. I'm gonna say the Freak is. I'm gonna say that the Freak is Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson is incorrect.
Stop.
Isn't that a good guess? Because he's big.
Can I go?
Anything? Or do you want
to? I'm gonna kindly pass it over.
We'll give
it to
Charles.
But Charles, this should be half a point because he already got it wrong.
This will be half a point.
Okay. Go ahead, Charles.
The myth, the legend. Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum is correct.
Oh my god, the Giants? Ugh.
Tim Lincecum is correct.
How do you know the Giants? Ew.
Well, I knew Brian Wilson and I knew his beard, but they called him the Beard. It wasn't the Freak. Yeah. I mixed up my nickname.
For Brian Wilson, who also played on the Dodgers, Heather, you should know.
I don't remember him. I'm sorry, I don't. I'll admit it.
All right.
Okay.
So, he was also one of my favorite pitchers, so like that. I had to throw
Tim Lincecum, the Giant?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yes.
My windup was like very similar to his, so that's why.
I love it.
Okay, fine, whatever.
And that's why he got his nickname.
I love it.
All right, so after that little question, we have Heather in the lead at 5 points, Charles at 4.5, and Reese is trailing at 2. But we believe she can get there.
Okay.
All right, next question is, who are the only three players to win the Home Run Derby more than once? Heather?
That's an unconfident buzzer. Okay, Home Run Derby. Can you give us a hint and tell us when the Home Run Derby started?
Started? It's within the last 30 years, all three.
Okay, fine. Fine, that's helpful. Okay, the last 30 years. Okay, I'm gonna say, these are guesses, I'm gonna say if whoever gets the most right, because it's three players, that's how we'll do it. Okay, I'm gonna say Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Mike Piazza.
Pretty decent guesses, and they are all incorrect, unfortunately.
Shoots! Okay.
Charles, Reese, any guesses?
Good. Okay. Reese is out. Reese is done.
Don't worry,
for the
you'll
cat.
Know when I have Charles? An answer to something.
I'll go with trying to think of people.
I thought my guesses were like solid.
Yeah, I'm going with people who use roids too, Heather, and you kind of took most of them. I'll go with Josh Hamilton.
Oh.
Big Vladdy Daddy. And
the dad? Did he play in the? Is he that young?
Vladimir Guerrero.
Okay.
Big Vlad. Yeah. Big Vladdy Daddy. And
okay, don't call him that.
I'm calling him that. I'm sticking with the name. And
okay.
Gosh,
like
I don't even know. Maybe
it's nobody recent.
I know. That's why I'm trying to think back in the day. Maybe like Bobby Abreu? I'll go with those three. Hamilton, Guerrero, and Bobby Abreu.
All three put up really good performances, but only once did they win.
Ugh. All right.
Reese, those guys, throw any so names?
Wait, hold on a minute. My guys, the ones that hit a gajillion home runs and set records all over the place for doing steroids, didn't win any home run derbies, but Charles's guys did?
I don't know if they didn't win any home run derbies, but yeah. Bobby Abreu won in Pittsburgh. I remember watching that. Josh Hamilton won in Yankee Stadium. And Vladimir Guerrero won in Baltimore, I think. Or San Francisco.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Reese,
okay.
Before I give the answers, you want to throw out any guesses?
Nothing? The face. Right. She is a face. Okay.
All right, so the three players who have won the Home Run Derby more than once are Ken Griffey Jr. He's actually won it three times. He's the only person to win it three times.
Duh.
Prince Fielder.
Oh, right.
And Yoenis Cespedes.
Oh! He's still playing, I think. Question mark. I don't know.
Question mark, yeah.
Might have retired?
I think so. But Junior and Cespedes are the only two players to win it back-to-back.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew Ken Griffey Jr.
I did. Sad. All right, keep going.
So, no points were given on that one. Here we go. Next question. In the baseball film Little Big League, the main character, 12-year-old Billy Haywood, inherits ownership of which MLB team from his late grandfather? Heather?
Oh, my God.
Me? The Minnesota Twins!
The Minnesota Twins is correct.
Yes!
He is a 12-year-old who owns the Minnesota Twins.
Did I miss out on a big childhood movie, Andrew? Because I have never heard or have seen.
You've never seen Little Big League?
You've never seen or heard of that movie?
It's pretty good.
No, same. Nope.
Thank you, Reese.
I think
I'm surprising you're
not alone.
I mean, take the time to watch it. I mean, I'm not sure how well it holds up.
Well, I got
but
all
it's
the
right
time
up there
the
with, like,
Rookie
of the Year and all that, so.
It's quirky.
It's
quirky.
Not like other
it's quirky.
It's quirky.
I was expecting, like, who did...
It's not. It's not like other movies.
Who did Rookie of the Year pitch for? Like, the Chicago Cubs. That's more
Henry
of my
Henry Rowengardner is the Cubs?
That's
more
easy.
More of my alley, Andrew.
That's
I thought
easy.
About something like that. Or, like, who did Benny the Jet end up playing for
there
and all that?
Go.
But, you know, I
the Dodgers!
Make it a little more obscure. I think in Little Big League, actually, Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. make appearances in it, so...
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of famous twins in that movie.
Yeah.
At the time.
All
yeah.
Right. So Heather wins that point.
All right.
Next question. In... These last few are a little more quirky than the other ones, so we'll see.
Okay.
In 2013, which MLB player placed third in their respective city's mayoral election?
Whoa.
With 560 write-in votes.
2013, you said?
2013. Heather?
Okay. My guess, I'm thinking 2013. I'm thinking small town, because it has to be. I mean, it's not going to be LA, okay? It might be. Oh, God, how bad would I look then?
Pretty bad.
My guess is... Here we go. I'm building up. See, the tension is building. Okay. My guess. Okay, I'm going to be wrong because it's a bigger city than I wanted to go for, but it's the only name that's coming up in my head right now. So my guess is 2013. I'm guessing St. Louis, and I'm guessing David Freese.
It's a good guess. Incorrect.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Charles, Reese. Okay. These are really
shot in the dark. I'm still thinking.
Throw out a name.
I'm still thinking. Yeah, this is a hard one. I'm still thinking.
I feel like this name is so random and that I just have forgotten about this name.
Okay.
So.
It's a prominent player.
It's a prominent player.
In 2013. Are you going to give us position or pitcher?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Are they white?
No, they're not white, right?
They're not white! How lovely! That's a change of... That's a refreshing... change of pace there, but they're from, I guess you can't tell. Are they from the city that they're,
technically, they've been adopted by the city.
Okay. I see what you mean. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to guess again for half a point. I'm going to guess again.
All right. If nobody else got a guess, I'll let Heather guess again.
No, I want to guess. I'll guess.
No, I'll let everybody guess first. I'll let everybody.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. What do you got, Reese?
Big Poppy.
I was singing Big
Reese
Poppy.
Is correct. It is David Ortiz. Look at that. He was
in Boston.
Given 560 write-in votes. This was after the bombing at the Boston Marathon, the city rallied behind him.
That makes
sense. And it was right after. It was a little after their World Series win.
Right.
So there were 560 people who wrote his name in.
Oh,
so look at that,
so
Reese.
Cool.
Shiny dark question. You got on the board.
She gets half a point.
Questions.
No, she gets a full point. That was her first guess.
No, she gets half.
No, that was her first guess.
Oh, that was her first. Fine, that was her first. Okay.
All right,
okay.
So here we go. Okay. Next question. Which big leaguer got engaged on Ellen in 2013 as well? Different team. I'll give you that. Heather?
What? Oh, I thought somebody else went before me. Also, why are all your clues from the same, era? Same random time frame. Okay, which big leaguer got engaged on Ellen? I remember this. I've seen the video a million times. Just okay. This is wrong. Derek Jeter?
Incorrect.
Ugh, okay. Did he get engaged a little after that? It's a little after that, right?
I don't have a timeline on Derek Jeter's engagement.
Who would be on Ellen?
Because he... Okay. Okay. Derek
Jeter's
a good guess. Because he would be on
Ellen. Dun, dun, dun.
Charles?
I'm going to take a shot at our bad boy from last week because he is married to J-Lo. I'm going with A-Rod.
It's a solid guess, but it is incorrect.
I was going to guess A-Rod.
A-Rod just got engaged last year.
I just thought because of J-Lo, they're celebrities, she would get married
LA.
Is this a real engagement or a fake engagement?
As far as I know, it was a real engagement.
Are they married now?
Sorry, Heather, I didn't know that they just got engaged. I don't keep up.
They just got engaged last year or something.
I don't know.
Silly. No, it's okay. I was going to guess A-Rod.
Okay.
Too.
So shall I reveal the answer, or do you want to throw a
shot
in the dark?
Reese, take a stab. Okay, I'm still thinking.
You need to cut out what I'm about to say because I'm going to admit to you guys something that could jeopardize my future career. It won't, but cut it out anyway because it's embarrassing. My lexicon of baseball players is not extensive. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a lot to choose from, so I'm not guessing.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, all right. The correct answer is Andrew McCutchen.
See, I never heard of that.
Oh, that's hard. I was thinking of the Pirates. The Pirates?
Yeah. Andrew McCutchen engaged
Pittsburgh?
To his then-girlfriend.
Good question, Andrew. We shouldn't be able to get all of these, so I like
it. I didn't know that either. I was, taken aback by this fact, so I was like, okay, I'll throw it in.
Very decent.
Okay. All right.
Next question.
How many questions left?
There's two more and a bonus question.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Next question.
Here we go.
True or false, back in 1983, Yankees right fielder Dave Winfield was arrested in Toronto for assault after an errant warm-up throw hit a fan and gave them a concussion. Charles, I heard you first.
True.
Well, incorrect. Because now there's only one more answer.
Had to take a shot.
Well,
this feels true or false.
So, there was something similar to this situation. He got arrested, but not for giving a fan a concussion. He got arrested for animal cruelty after a throw hit and killed a seagull.
This is one of those questions where the teacher
like
switches.
The dumb!
This is one of the questions where the teacher switches one word and then it changes the whole question.
Yeah.
I don't like those.
You gotta pay attention.
That's exactly what I had to do.
I guess so, Reese.
Did Randy Johnson go to jail for killing the dove?
No, because he wasn't in Toronto.
it was the Toronto police that
arrested Dave Winfield. He posted bail. The charges got dropped.
Wow.
I'll give Charles half a point because he knew something like that happened.
Yeah,
Randy Johnson kills Dove Part 2.
A little plug. Yeah.
I'll take that.
Go watch that episode, guys.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All right.
Or listen to it on Spotify.
So, the final question before the bonus question. Here we go.
Today's episode of All Talk, No Balk is sponsored by Anchor FM. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First of all, it's free, so you don't have to worry about any additional charges or fees, and you don't have to have a limit on your creativity. Speaking of creativity, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your computer or phone. So, if you're on the go, this is definitely the platform for you. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be listened to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other listening sites. Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Anchor gives you everything you need to make a successful podcast all in one convenient space. If you're just getting started with podcasting, or if you're already a seasoned content creator, please download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm. Again, that's anchor.fm, anchor.fm.
Okay, here we go.
Which Jonas brother has appeared at both Dodgers spring training and taken batting practice at Angel Stadium?
Yeah!
I saw Reese first. Nick Jonas is correct.
Thank you.
Damn it, Reese.
Nick Jonas is correct.
Joe was at Angel Stadium
taking batting practice as well, but Nick was the only one who went to Dodgers spring training.
And very good question.
In their Hot Ones episode, Nick Jonas said that he hit a home run out of Angel
Stadium. Was that the question, Andrew, that you were referring to earlier?
I saw it. Go watch Hot Ones, everyone.
Great show. One of these.
I'm so glad it was. I was hoping you'd get this one.
That's not fair. I could have
What's our scores before the bonus, Andrew? What do we
All right. So our scores right now are Heather at 6, Charles at 5, and Reese at 4. So it is a tightly contested game.
Comeback season.
Oh my God, Reese. You got back in this.
I'm going to make this question worth 2 points.
Okay.
No!
All right. So we'll see what happens. And it's more of a riddle than a question, okay?
Okay.
But there is a right answer. So.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in this disclosure. Prior to the 2020 season, what field in baseball has never allowed a walk-off hit?
Prior 2020. So in
Heather?
Are you implying that in 2020 there was a walk-off? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, easy. Never allowed a walk-off hit until 2020. And
Heather, you're stalling.
Okay,
what is the answer?
Allowed a walk-off.
You have 5 seconds.
Heather,
meaning the
question.
Home team. Okay, but that's allowed the Okay. My guess is. It's a really hard field. My guess is Tropicana, Tampa.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Charles, Reese?
I still get to guess again.
Since it's new, I'm going to go with the new Yankee Stadium.
It's a fair guess. Incorrect. Remember, I said this is more of a riddle.
Okay, I need to
So keep that in mind.
Can you repeat the riddle?
Wait.
Yeah. What field in baseball has never allowed a walk-off hit?
I don't think that's right. If that's right, then that's kind of weird.
In what Orioles. Field in baseball?
The Orioles.
The Orioles?
What's the riddle? That seems
Orioles
like 1,000 years
horrible,
old.
And they probably give up a lot of walk-offs.
I don't know. He said field.
All right. So, should I tell you guys the answer?
No, hold on.
No, I want to get your riddle.
Wait.
I want to get your riddle.
Yeah, let me see if I could get it. I want to say it's weird, but I don't think that's right. Never mind, because you said 2020. That wouldn't be right. Jeez.
Until 2020,
it's a riddle. What field?
I'm going through the names of every single field I could think of right now, and it's very fast. It's mind-boggling. This is really boring. This is a lot of dead air.
It is. It's very tough.
I'm just gonna keep talking.
Yeah.
That's true. We'll cut it out. No, but I'm still talking, so I'm just gonna keep talking. That's my skill. What field in baseball has never allowed before 2020?
Okay. Is it professional baseball that we're talking about? Okay. No. That's not my answer. Keep going. Keep guessing. I'm thinking.
Okay, you're lucky it cut out.
Well, I was asking a question. I wasn't even answering it.
But now the winner only gets 1 point. But per the rules, the winner now only gets 1 point because we've all guessed. So that means I win regardless. Either I tie for the win or I win
outright.
You could
tie with Charles, yes. So watch out.
That's cool. No, yeah, I know. I could tie for the win or win outright. That's what I said. Okay, I'm going to guess. Prior to 2020, what field... Charles, don't Google it.
Field in baseball
has not allowed a walk-off hit?
It is.
That's where the riddle is. What field is not allowed? That's where the riddle is. Because it's the home team that hits walk-offs. That's why I'm getting confused. It's the home team. So the home team had never hit a walk-off. Wait a minute. Maybe not. Wait a minute. My answer is Petco, San Diego. That's the riddle. Why? Because the Dodgers walked off defensively.
No.
In that game. Ha! Shit!
Trying to stab at the puck.
Heather, you were on the right track, and then you just, like, took a left turn.
Oh,
I
get it now. So it's, like, it's Petco Park, so it's a park. It's not a field.
No.
That's not what he means.
I don't understand. This is...
Okay, yeah. Shall I just give you the answer then?
Just give it.
So, prior to 2020, because of all the weird, like, things that happened, the road field has never given up a walk-off hit. The road team doesn't get walk-off hits.
What?
Right.
The road field. So.
But I'm right.
You didn't say
the. You were on the right.
No,
you were on the right track, and then you completely pivoted.
Yeah, you were on the track that the home team gets the walk-offs. So the road field, if you are the away team, field does not give up walk-off hits.
I got it!
No, you didn't.
I got it.
He just gave us the answer.
I know it. I know it.
Heather, I just told you the answer.
That was the answer.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
The road field.
The road field was the answer.
Oh, the answer is road field.
Yes. The road stadium, the road field, whatever you have it, that field does not give up walk-off hits. But it happened in 2020 because the Padres walked off in San Francisco and other things happened.
I was thinking of the other one. There was another one, too. It was like Pittsburgh did
it good.
In Miami or something.
I was going to go with
field.
No, you don't.
Heather.
I was going to go with
I get a quarter of a point.
No. You already won, Heather. You're fine. You don't need any more points.
I mean, I thought outside the box.
I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, is the last question
gonna go, like,
of our AT&B trivia.
There are no fields.
That was fun.
We're still on the last one.
There are no fields. They're still trying to figure out the question after I told them the answer.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, they're not fields, they're ballparks, but you said 2020, so that didn't even make sense.
I was sort of thinking of Toronto because they didn't play in Toronto, they played in Buffalo, right? So I was sort of thinking... Yeah. Of that.
But that's why I said in baseball and not MLB because in general, the road field does not give up.
The field kind of threw me, but that was good.
That's yeah, why I've seen that's more what I field. Cut out. Oh yeah. My god, I almost just fell in my chair. I was asking if it was professional baseball or if it was just baseball in general, but then I cut out. Yeah.
Oh, see, you cut out. Yeah.
Tough. That was good, though. That was good.
That's a good question, Andrew.
Thank you for playing our AT&B trivia.
It was good.
Maybe sometimes we'll have more questions when I can find more. But yeah, Heather is our first winner. Charles, second place. And Reese is in third place.
Mm. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. That's a good
question. Thank you, Andrew.
Heather naming all five of those parks really got her the dub there.
That separated. Yeah, it was six. Excuse me. I'm still mad that I didn't get Ken Griffey Jr. That's gonna like haunt me tonight. I could have gotten even more.
Yeah. Good round. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for coming back on. You're always the best.
No problem. And
now we'll head into the wrap up. Thank you for joining us today at All Talk No Balk. We appreciate you joining us for this little trivia special event that we had here on the podcast. It was very fun. We hope it made your Tuesday. Don't forget to come check it out more on social media, on our Instagram page, our Twitter. We're going to have TikTok coming up soon. We'll have IGTV with short clips from our podcast and other fun clips that we're going to come up with at All Talk No Balk. I hope you guys are excited for that. Stay tuned. We're also going to be posting more on YouTube. We're going to be getting back to that with our new web series. So that's going to be super exciting. Make sure to look out for that.
Yay.
And of course, as always, go to alltalknobalk.com via Redbubble. We got a bunch of apparel. We got our wristbands, our sweatshirts, our skirts, our shirts, all that good stuff. So make sure to go check that out. It's at the bottom of the alltalknobalk.com page. And Heather, we got some new writers. So why don't you tell everyone about that?
Yeah, we do. They all, not all of the new writers published articles this past week, but all the articles that were published were from new writers. And they were all super fun to read. One of them, Adam, did a nice tribute to Tommy Lasorda. And interviewed the Philly fanatic that was the Philly fanatic during that 1988 season. And I think he was the Philly fanatic for like 20 years after that. So that was a really good story. And I don't want to detract from Vinny and David, who also put out great articles as well about super unique things that you never would have thought. Hint, an umpire might be in one of them. Lots of good things. If you're watching this listening to this on Tuesday, I came out with an article yesterday. Take a look, read that. It's really fun. I'm proud of it. And lots of good articles to come. Make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify. Definitely do that. We know the audio was not improved last week. That was our mistake. It will definitely be this week, but you've already heard it if you're listening to the wrap up. Tell us if the audio could be even better. Leave us your comments. Email us at alltalknobalk@gmail.com. And if you want to be on the podcast, we know we haven't advertised that lately, but you could still do it. You could always do it. So call in, email, and we're excited to produce all that content. It's in the works right now. It's very exciting. Busy here at All Talk No Balk. So thank you to Andrew for being our host of our AT&B game show. And thank you to Charles and Reese for being lovely co-hosts as always. And we'll see you guys next week. We don't know the theme again. We have some things in mind, but like we said last week, the world right now is crazy and who knows. Enjoy the inauguration day tomorrow. Don't commit acts of terrorism. And we love you all. And we'll see you next week. Bye.